Twitter action. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Twitter CEO Elon Musk releasing internal files Friday that revealed the FBI's relationship with the social media giant in attempting to block content ahead of the 2020 election. Republican lawmakers are promising to take action when they take over control of the House in January. Here's New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin on Fox Report with John Scott, giving his take on what should be done.
Jim Jordan as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and James Comer as chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, they will have an opportunity to dig deeper in a way that House Democrats aren't willing.
Musk posting a poll on Twitter Sunday asking users whether he should resign as CEO. He says he will abide by the results. The new mayor of Los Angeles, Democrat Karen Bass, declaring a state of emergency on homelessness. On NBC's Meet the Press, the recently sworn-in mayor discusses a new program that she hopes will help curb the crisis.
People are unhoused for a variety of different reasons. Some are profoundly mentally ill. Some are profoundly addicted. You have to address the reasons why they wound up unhoused. We're going to launch a program on Tuesday called Inside Safe, which is going to address the people that are in the tents. It is going to address, hopefully, a significant number.
Disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried will reportedly no longer oppose his extradition to the U.S. at his court appearance scheduled for Monday in the Bahamas.
Legal experts say Bankman-Fried has to consider whether or not delaying his extradition helps his case in the U.S., where he faces charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and campaign finance violations. The 30-year-old was the second biggest individual donor to Democratic campaigns during this year's midterm cycle, but also gave to some Republicans.
That's Fox's Jonathan Sary. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience. Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family. And now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The annual observance of Hanukkah began Sunday at sundown. It was marked by the lighting of the national menorah. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York.
The ellipse within sight of the White House has hosted the lighting of the nation's menorah for decades. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who has family members who survived the Holocaust, delivered remarks assuring the safety of the Jewish community to celebrate will be protected against bigotry and violence.
That is our legal obligation. But now more than ever, all Americans have a moral obligation to stand up against such hate.
The menorah will be lit each night for 8 nights. It has been done on the ellipse in Washington since 1979.
Britney Spears' father is finally discussing his daughter's conservatorship, saying that it might have saved her life. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has more.
70-year-old Spears says in an interview with Daily Mail that he saved his daughter's life and saved her from her darkest days, saying, quote, "Not everybody's going to agree with me. It's been one hell of a time, but I love my daughter with all my heart and soul. Where would Britney be right now without that conservatorship? And I don't know if she'd be alive. I don't." Spears going on to say, "For protecting her and also protecting the kids, conservatorship was a great tool. Without it, I don't think she would have got the kids back." But Britney, often telling a different story in a recent YouTube interview, she says her dad, quote, "controlled everything I did, even saying he bugged her phones during her 13-year conservatorship, also accusing him of having her committed against her will."
With the holiday season comes lots of phishing emails designed to scam online shoppers. Here's security expert Alyssa Eriks.
I'll go to Google Maps, look up the address, see if it gives me a street view. If it's someone's, you know, small house and these are items that shouldn't be sold from someone's small house as a business, I'm not buying from that vendor.
Eric says if something appears to be too good to be true, then it is. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.